107 on WBAL News Radio 1090. Brian Neiman with you on this Tuesday morning. We are going to have former Baltimore County Police Chief Jim Johnson on the program coming up at 8:37. We're going to talk to him about guns. Obviously, a big story with what happened in Las Vegas. But let's talk about jails now, shall we? Secretary Steve Moyer joins me now, Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services in the state of Maryland. Great to have you here. Appreciate you coming in.
Hey, Brian. Thank you. Thanks for having me back on the air.
I've talked to a lot of different people in law enforcement, and including state police, say that, look, they're having a tough time finding people, hiring people to join the police force these days. Are you seeing similar things in corrections?
Oh, yes, we are. I'm a member of the American State Correctional Administrators, and we had a meeting back in August. And this is a national problem, not just for law enforcement, but for public safety and for the brave men and women that work in jails and prisons every day.
Mainly because of the news and having to deal. I mean, this is obviously, it's never been a glamour job per se. But why is the reasoning now why it's harder to find people today than it was, say, 10, 15 years ago?
Well, I think the people that work in jails and corrections are very dedicated. It's probably one of the hardest jobs in public safety. I've worked in private security, state police, city police, and they go behind the fence every day. You know, with great training, but with limited weapons, there's no guns behind the wall. They have control people by the way they interact, the way they get along. And I think with the portrayal of public safety jobs in the media these days, we don't have the people that you saw on TV yesterday that are going to run in and want to do this job.
So what are you doing at the state level to make that a safe job? Because a lot of people look at it and say, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know if I go that way. What are they doing at the state level and at the federal level to make sure that it is a safe job for corrections officers?
Well, we've taken a three-prong approach. The first thing that we've done, Governor Hogan brought me back from Florida. First thing we did was close the Men's Detention Center. That was a pre-Civil War building. And we've closed several other buildings in Baltimore that were just not safe to house people, and more importantly, for people to work in. The other thing that we have done here recently is last week, we're going to offer a $5,000 incentive to come work for us. It's a great job. There's a 20-year retirement. Most people work here 20, 30, some of them up to 40 years. And what we will do is after they complete their 6 weeks of training in Sykesville or over on the Eastern Shore, they'll receive a $2,000 incentive. If they stay with us for a year and perform well, they'll receive the remaining $3,000. So it's a total of a $5,000 bonus.
So people look at this and they say, all right, that's fine. We want corrections officers to be safe. We want them to do their jobs. But they also look at what happened with the Black Gorilla Gang family, and we saw how guards played a role in that. We just recently had six officers indicted at the federal level as well on the Eastern Shore. What can you say to the Maryland taxpayer to make sure that those corrections officers who are on the job, who you will hire, will be actually doing their job and not working with the inmates to bring contraband into the jails?
Well, two things. One, we've closed the old buildings. Two, we've invested about $1.5 million in a device called CellSense. It's a metal detection device. We bought 160 units. They're very portable. And this is how good they are. When we take them in on a wing, the inmates start throwing the shanks out on the floor because this device is so good, it'll even pick up a staple that's in the bottom of somebody's tennis shoe. The other thing that we do is that we've hired a lot of police officers to work. I have a small police department, and we partner with the U.S. Attorney's Office, the Attorney General, and the State's Attorney's Office here in Baltimore, and we aggressively go after any officer or inmate that's involved in any type of corruption that involves bringing in contraband.
Where do you think it is right now when it comes to the corrections officers and if it has been cleaned up in the last couple of years? Because we've seen inmates who have been impregnated prison guards here in Baltimore, right?
You're right. And if you look what the Hogan administration did in its first year, a law was passed that required polygraph test for a corrections officer. That did not exist before. It existed for law enforcement. And since we have done that, we have seen it's been a challenge to hire people, but we are hiring a lot of good people, and I've received good feedback from the correctional officers that are working in the facilities and from the people that are training our officers in Sykesville.
So what does it take? I mean, do you have to have a college degree in order to get a job? Do you have to have a high school diploma? And do you have to have any kind of background in law enforcement? Who are you looking for?
Looking for someone who's 21 years of age to be a correctional officer, a minimum of a GED. Of course, we recruit at colleges, but we've even started a cadet program for 18-year-olds so that when they graduate from school, if they're not headed to college, we can bring them in, we can start to mentor them and show them this is how corrections work is done on a very professional level.
How many the inmates, the population of the inmates versus guards? Clearly, if you're looking to hire, you want more guards. I mean, what would you like the ratio to be, and where are we right now with that?
Well, here's the actual numbers across the state. In 2011, there were 26,000 inmates, which included 3,000 detainees that are held in Baltimore. The number today is 20,700 inmates. And with the passage of the Justice Reinvestment Act, which was signed into law by Governor Hogan in 2015, and it kicked in 2 days ago, the number of inmates right now is 20,700. At the same time, in 2011, we were authorized 7,000 correctional officers, and now we're at 6,500. So you can do the ratios there. In addition to the facilities that we've closed in Baltimore, the oldest prison in the state is the Maryland Correctional Institute in Hagerstown, which had almost 2,000 inmates. We have dropped that number down to 800 as of July 1st, and we're looking to go to 600. So we are making changes in our facilities to accommodate the lower number of inmates.
How many jails do we have in the state?
There's 23 prisons in. Each county has their own jail.
Right.
Baltimore City has a jail. The state took it over in 1992. So we're the only state in the country that runs a local jail.
And how many guards are there total right now?
There's authorized at 6,500, and we're looking to hire just over 400.
Just over 400. You have a goal of when you want that to be done?
Oh, I'd like to hire them tomorrow. I'm looking for great people. That's why I'm on the air today. Well, give us a call, and we'll get you signed up.
Do you feel like you compete with the law enforcement on that, or are you guys separate on that entity?
I think it's very competitive. My background, again, is state police, and I worked in Sarasota City, and I've worked at private security at University of Maryland Hospital for 5 years. So when I look at public safety jobs, there's an array of jobs, and it depends on what you want to do. We're the only one that offers a 20-year retirement. So someone at 21 could start with us and retire at 41.
You can make a career out of it.
That's it. It's a career.
All right. Great to have you in.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Is Secretary of Corrections, Correction Secretary Steve Moyer, joining us here on WBAL News Radio 1090.